Well, it's 1:45 p.m. on day 5 of our holiday here, and we've just left the lovely little town of Invergordon. Invergordon is not a big town at all, but it's a well-known and famous port because it has deep harbour. It sits right on the edge, the northern end, and at the western edge of the Cromarty Firth. And as I said, it's deep haven, deep harbour area. And a lot of the rigs, the oil rigs and gas rigs, are maintained or serviced or are actually constructed here. And a lot of the, you know, these big ferry boats, the cruise ships, as it were, that travel the world, well, they will dock, if they're in this area, they'll dock at Invergordon and then bus the holidaymakers down to Inverness or wherever. It's one of the deepest harbour areas up here. It's actually not a harbour as such, because it's the whole of the Firth. The Firth is deep harbour, and there's also an industrial deep safe harbour further down the Firth, where a lot of the heavier work is carried out. But Invergordon's actually a picturesque place if you can just ignore the port itself. It sits right at the edge of the town, sticks out into the Firth. In actual fact, there's a rig here, I'm looking back at just now, where there actually seems to be constructing another platform. It's like three giant triangular scaffolding sections that go right up into the sky, as it were. I reckon they're over 150 feet high. And the platform seems to be getting assembled and possibly be raised bit by bit up these three giant legs. I take it that's how it works, I'm not quite sure, but it's really impressive to see these. Invergordon itself is just a quiet little town, has a high school, it's big enough for that. But it's a beautiful little town, high street, with famous murals. On most of the gable ends of the buildings and shops, at all the junctions, there are fantastic murals, maybe of the fire service or the RNLI or of the local history or just of the people. And I've taken many a photograph of these because they're really interesting. And if more towns would just adopt that, we could see a lot more colour and interest in some of the wee towns in our country. It's a beautiful little town. I love Invergordon, I love coming here. Last time we did come here, there was one of those giant ferry ships or cruise ships in, and we witnessed all the people being bussed away. Unfortunately, today it's not very nice. It's the Har's down. You can just hear lapping of the water. The water's very calm, actually. But the Har's down, and I don't think it's going to lift anywhere in this part of Scotland today. Not at all. And it's very, very cold. But at least it's calm, and at least it's dry, and it's not raining. So Invergordon, always visit here. Next up, Alness, and down to Dingbone. So, going to have a hot cup of tea here on one of the little parks that are set to the side of the road running into Invergordon. Many little pull-off places, beautifully maintained by the local authorities, and give you fantastic views. I'm looking now at a little flock of eider ducks just sitting out there in the water, preening themselves. Cup of tea coming up, and a wee heat in the car. Well, it's now 4 p.m. on Tuesday, our fifth day of our holiday up here, and we've come across via the market town of Dingwall. Stopped off there for a wee bit and headed over to one of our favourite haunts, is Strathpeffer. That beautiful Swiss style, almost Swiss style, Victorian spa village. It's still famous for spas. The spa was closed for many a year, and they rejuvenated it, they restructured it, and it's now as popular as ever as a spa. But it's a beautiful period buildings here with fantastic mixes of coloured granite and sandstone, turrets and towers and verandas and balconies and oh, beautiful, beautiful town. I'm standing looking at the wee bandstand here at the top end of the railway station. The railway station that is no longer a railway station, a terminus railway station, but still has the buildings, red and white, and the overhang for the station, which is now being used by gift shops and a lovely little cafe, which we've just had a wonderful cappuccino coffee in. It's given us a right old boost. Period postcards and Victorian toilets. I'll tell you a wee bit about the station, because there is a plaque down here, and I'll read it out to you rather than me trying to have to remember it. And so I'm reading a wee bit of history about the Strathpeffer railway station. In 1863, a proposal was made for a railway from Dingwall to Kyle-of-a-Kalsh via Strathpeffer. At this time, Strathpeffer Spa was a popular resort due to the healing properties of its mineral waters. The high ground to the northwest of Strathpeffer was to be avoided by taking a line through Conton to the banks of the Blackwater. Unfortunately, this was strongly opposed by local landowners, most noticeably by Sir William Mackenzie of Coolhouse. The proposed railway would have passed through his lands for about 4 miles and come within a quarter of a mile of his house. So the line was built to the north, passing about 2 miles from Strathpeffer. Strathpeffer therefore had no centrally situated railway station, and early spa visitors coming by railway had to be brought the final 2 miles to the village by other means. The location of the line also meant a 4 mile climb for the engine to Raven's Rock summit near Garve. Sir William Mackenzie died before the line was finished, and the ever-increasing popularity of Strathpeffer as a spa meant that better railway facilities were required. Permission was given for a centrally positioned station, and a branch line along lower ground from Dingwall to Strathpeffer opened on the 3rd of June 1885. On the opening of the new line, the old station was renamed Achternead. The railway station was very busy during the tourist season, and in 1911, the Highland Railway Company built its own hotel in Strathpeffer called the Highland Hotel. At Aviemore, the Strathpeffer Spa Express connected with trains from London, Edinburgh, Glasgow and Dundee, and this weekly express ran on Tuesdays from Aviemore to Strathpeffer, stopping only at Dingwall en route. The First World War was to bring all this to an end, however. The Spa Express, Strathpeffer Spa Express, stopped after the 1915 season, and the Highland Hotel was taken over by the military. Strathpeffer never fully regained its pre-war glory, and by 1929 the company that ran the spa was £3,000 in debt and patronage was dwindling. It was hoped that the London, Midland and Scottish Railway Company would bail them out, but outdated equipment and the growing popularity of the motor car prohibited this. Strathpeffer Railway Station closed to passengers on the 23rd of February 1946 and closed entirely on the 26th of March 1951. And that came courtesy of the Highland Museum of Childhood. And so that wee bit about the railway station. But it's a gorgeous little place. And it's an extremely popular spa town to this day, with many coach trips coming to the Ben Wyvis Hotel or the Caledonian Hotel. On, for example, Urquhart and Caledonian and Shearer tours bring them up here, even through the winter, Christmas and New Year time. It's a gorgeous Victorian spa village, I say. It's not really such a big town at all. I think only two or three gift shops and a little corner shop supplies the whole village. But it is beautiful and definitely worth the visit if you're ever up in this area.